Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman's got some business to handle, so it's just me, Austin Orman, with you here for the last few minutes of Old School. Brought to you, as always, by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. They've got 3 Lincoln locations for you, and don't forget, tomorrow is Fired Up Friday. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. To lead off this segment, I'm just going to look up Fired Up Fridays, the Mercado, see what pops up. All right, so themercadobutcher.com, Fired Up Fridays. Let's see. So, April 18th, North 84th and Havelock, the entree is going to be hot Italian beef sandwiches. $17, you get some roasted New York strips, some jardinera, some au jus, a hoagie, obviously it's a sandwich, served with some penne pasta salad for $17. You can get a drink with that for just another dollar on top of that. So tomorrow's Fired Up Friday from the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese is a hot Italian beef sandwich available starting at 11 a.m. It is first come, first serve, again, only at the 84th and Havelock location here in Lincoln. Big thanks to everyone who spent the last couple hours interacting with us on the show on our Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line. We are on the stream only right now, so thanks for finding us there. Don't forget, whenever we do move to stream, the text line is still open for you, as are the comment sections on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You'll leave a comment, we will see it, we will get to it. We often get kicked to stream, it's starting even more during the summer, late spring into summer, because of Kansas City Royals baseball. It was a tough week for the Royals. Lost a 2 out of 3 to Cleveland. Then they got swept on the road in Yankee Stadium. Some pretty tight games for the Royals. It was 4-1, 4-2, and then 4-3. I mean, you give up 4 runs a game, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. But the offense, again, faltered in not only a hitter's park, but a hitter's park with the wind blowing out most of the series out there. And yes, the Yankees are good. The Yankees might be even better than it gave him credit for. But I don't think there was a situation that more summed up just the state of the Royals season than the final out of last night's game. MJ Melendez, you know, hit a solo home run, 430-foot, his first home run, his first RBI of the year, which is pretty crazy. Finally got his batting average to triple digits, not just double digits. And then he comes to bat, 2 outs, tying run on second base. He hits a screaming liner to right field, squared it up pretty well, maybe a little bit out ahead of it, maybe reaching a little bit, but all things considered, it was a pretty good swing. It was a pretty good shot that Cody Bellinger dives and records the out for. Even when MJ Melendez does something right, he does something wrong. Right now, he is worth negative half a win above a replacement level player. The only Royals player worth more than a win above replacement right now is Bobby Witt Jr., who's at an even 1 win above replacement through 19 games. And at one point, Cole Reagans was pretty far up there. Yeah, Reagans is also at an even.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Maybe he dipped below. He's a 0.8 right now, but it's Chris Bubich that, according to Baseball Reference, has a 1 win above replacement even right there. Pitching's been fine, though, all things considered. Not great. Michael Wacha didn't get a couple borderline calls that might have helped the Royals out in the 6th inning of the first game of the series. Angel Zerpa came in and poured some gas on the fire. John Schreiber gave up the go-ahead home run to Aaron Judge. I believe that was just yesterday. The ground ball pitcher left a pitch right over the heart of the plate for the premier power hitter in the game. So things are not going well for the Kansas City Royals right now. They fall to 3 games below 500. Been a while since they had an off day. Ooh, excuse me. The last off day that the Royals had was April 3rd. It is now April 17th. The Kansas City Royals are still in action, and they'll play these four games against Detroit before their next off day on April the 21st. That's going to end up being, what, 17, 18 straight days of games in the early going, and 10 of those were on the road. It's a tough stretch for the Royals. April is a bear for them. They play a lot of playoff teams from last year, a lot of teams with playoff hopes this year as well. But when they get home, they'll have three games against the Rockies. They'll get Houston, who's still solid but below 500, have an off day, then a quick two-game trip at Tampa Bay, who does have a winning record, but maybe not the same Rays that we've come to know. At Baltimore is the next road trip as well. The Orioles are under 500. Kansas City handled them earlier in the year. The White Sox are coming up after that for a good stretch of games. The Red Sox will be a tough test for the Royals. And then middle of May at Houston again into a series against St. Louis, who's not off to a rousing start by any means. The Giants aren't bad, but I don't know seriously people are taking them. So if you're a Royals fan, you're listening to this segment, my message to you is deep breath. Things are not good right now. Things certainly need to improve and get better. But the Royals are in one of the hardest stretches, you know, of their season and really for any team in baseball. So, yeah, the offense has to be better. It'd be nice to see the pitching step up and reach an elite level to not just keep Kansas City in games, but to win a few games. But you know what? Hold on, Royals fans. Long season. They're in game 20 tonight against the Detroit Tigers. That game, obviously, here on 93.7. The tickets in the bottom of the first. Detroit has a two on with two outs. The Royals did the same in the first and didn't score. Get Michael Lorenzen and Riley Green right now. Looks like Lorenzen just induced a pop out to Bobby Witt Jr. To quell the threat. Royals will come up to bat in the top of the second in a 0-0 game. Well, for Strick, for Jay, I'm Austin. Don't go anywhere. Got the normal full Thursday night lineup for you here on Ticket Weeknight. It's been a blast. We'll do it again tomorrow for On the Block starting at 3.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.